Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
There's a lot to be proud of in Harrogate, and one of those things is gin. On Monday afternoon, I headed to the Spirit of Harrogate on Montpellier Hill to celebrate on many levels. It's the first birthday of Slingsby Gin, which of course is homed at the Spirit of Harrogate, but also it's been a very successful first year. As Joint Managing Director Marcus Black explained in a speech to open a very special event with a very special Olympic guest.
What's today all about? Well, it's threefold. Firstly, it's a thank you to many of you in this room who've helped us so much over the last 12, 18, 24 months whilst we've been developing all this. Secondly, it's also a thank you to our fabulous staff, who, without whom and their efforts, we wouldn't have got as far as we have. Secondly, it's a small celebration. I'm conscious it's in the middle of the afternoon, so it won't be that heavy a celebration, but it is a small celebration of where we've come from in relatively short space of time. And then the final bit, which is the weirdest thing, given that we've actually been open for 9 months, is to formally open the Spirit of Harrogate experience. About 3 years ago, our rather long-suffering and sage-like chairman, who's skulking at the back over there, Steve Harrison, without whose help we would never have got this far, we all sat down and we decided we wanted to do something that really reflected the town in which we lived and worked. And there'd been an awful lot of blood, sweat and tears, and today is just another step on that journey. Nearly a year ago, 4th of August last year, our first ever bottle of Slingsby Artisan Gin came off the line. And it was very quickly whisked off to two places. Grapes Inn at Slingsby Village, near Castle Howard, who's still to this day our first customer and one of our best. It's amazing how much gin they can sell on a Monday afternoon. And the second one went off to Simon Rogan's restaurant, Cartmel, Longclume in Cartmel. And since that time, we've never really looked back. We are stocked from Michelin restaurants right through to country pubs, from five-star luxury hotels to B&Bs. And in Harrods, we are continually, since the day we were listed, which is 21st of December last year, we remain Harrods' best-selling gin. Sorry to say, we haven't won quite as much bling as our guest of honour today, but we are very proud to say that we've got 3 gold medals and 1 silver. But you started with a bronze, didn't you, your first time out?
This is actually a real pleasure for me because I grew up watching Sir Matthew Pinsent racing in the Olympics, and my fascination with Olympics began there. So very honoured to meet you in the most bizarre of circumstances, because I actually had no idea you'd be here today celebrating Slingsby and Spirit of Harrogate's first birthday.
Yes. The
synergy though is brilliant, because Slingsby has won a series of medals recently.
Excellent.
And of course you are one of Britain's most decorated Olympic rowers. So from that point of view, it must be quite nice to come here and kind of share your success with a sort of like-minded organisation.
Well, I think what Slingsby are trying to do is intriguing. They're obviously relatively new, but they're trading and creating something new from the tradition of Harrogate and from the tradition of Slingsby as well as a name, and gin as well. You know, sort of invigorating some of this history of the area and taking it to a new audience. So I think it's fascinating. I'm also keen on sort of British brands doing well on the world stage, which, you know, Slingsby aren't quite there yet, but they've got that aspiration. And yes, as you mentioned, they're already winning medals, which in whatever it's been, a year, has been a fantastic performance. So I got to know these guys sort of last autumn, and we had a lot of chat to and fro, and they said, you know what, it would be great if you came up when we opened officially. We'll be doing a bit before then, but let's make an official sort of ribbon cutting. And so here I am.
Fantastic. And you have some Slingsby in your hand here. What's the Sir Matthew Pinsent review?
Oh, I've been a fan of Slingsby for a while. Gin is sort of my drink. I need to be careful. I mean, you know, I don't get through a lot of it. But absolutely, I'm a big fan of gins and British gins.
I imagine that you can have more gin now than you could 16 years ago.
That's certainly true. That's absolutely true. Yes, it's much more available for drinking gin than I was when I was rowing,
And you have a Yorkshire connection as well, because you went to school in Yorkshire.
That's right. I went to school at Aysgarth. So I was here between the age of seven and a half, and I went moved off when I was 13, and I changed schools when I was 13. So, yeah, I remember, you know, we would have geography school trips out onto the Dales and Aysgarth Falls, and very, very happy memories of the summers. The winters get quite tough. Playing winter football and rugby on those playing fields with that wind can be quite tough.
Did the rowing come then? Were you rowing at that point?
No, that was long before rowing.
So you weren't on the cold water then?
No, you don't really start rowing before you're 13 or 14. And even then, for the first year or two, you're sort of playing. You know, you're learning the basics of the sport and enjoying being out on the river, and certainly for a year or two, it's summer only. And then it really got its hooks into me as a sort of teenager, 15, 16, 17. Then it was something pretty much the only sport that I wanted to do.
I managed to grab a couple of seconds just in between making sure everybody's happy here at the party with Joint Managing Director Marcus Black of Slingsby and Spirit of Harrogate. Marcus, it's a really important day for you because you're not only celebrating your first birthday but also some award success as well.
That's right, yes. So obviously celebrating our anniversary of the first bottling run coming up, but yeah, we're very, very, very proud and pleased to have celebrated two silver medals in San Francisco and then recently three gold medals in London in the Gin Masters, so we're absolutely delighted. It's a great testament to the team and to the skill and care that we've taken in the preparation of our products to be recognised internationally. It's fantastic.
We can't spend any time at Spirit of Harrogate without talking to the voice of the Drink of the Week. You can hear the Drink of the Week in just a few minutes here on Stray FM as well. But Alex is here. Alex, is the Slingsby's going down well at this party?
Absolutely. Considering it's a Monday afternoon, I thought there'd be less drinkers than there are. Hopefully none of these guys are driving, as we don't encourage that.
Yeah, well, that's exactly why I've resisted.
And you guys should just get down and come sample some gins whenever you like.
That's a very good point, actually, because, of course, you can come into the shop at any time, just pop in, have a little taste of some gin. You're probably going to want to take some away with you. And also, if you want to bring a group of people here, have an experience with Alex or one of the other members of the team, then you can do that as well. You should check the website out, which is spiritofharrogate.co.uk.
The Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.